Another holiday approaches with another opportunity for a cookout and another conundrum if you're tired of making the same old side dish.
We can help. We actually already did. Earlier this summer, we asked a few chefs for ideas.
Charred cauliflower.
Also charred, but not the black kind, the green leafy kind. Swiss charred baklava.
Glazed donut and sweet potato bread pudding.
Well, today we have some more suggestions for you.
My name is Todd Richards, chef and owner of Richards Southern Fried in the great city of Atlanta, Georgia. My bring along to a summer extravaganza of delicious food is collard greens and ham hocks. This dish is really just collard greens, ham hock, onions, bourbon, water, cider vinegar, and spices. But when that pot finished simmering and all those flavors combine, it really just takes you to a place of home. You go outside, have friends, family, and you feel like home. Naturally, when you serve collard greens, you have to have cornbread with it. You can have cornbread like this recipe, a simple variety, or you can add things like jalapenos or corn to it as well. It's really a rich cornbread with butter and buttermilk that gives creaminess that balances out the entire meal. One of the great elements of this dish is the pot liquor that's left in the bottom of the bowl. It's the essence of the bourbon, the cider vinegar, the salt, the bits of ham, and the greens. All that gets absorbed in this elixir that's left over. So I add just a little bit of water and maybe in my case even some more bourbon. Let it simmer just for about 10 minutes and it just becomes a magical drink that you can have with cornbread. Or like me, I just add a little more vinegar to it and just consume like it was tea. And that's what pot liquor is.
So there you go.
We wanted to hear some of your ideas for summer bring-along dishes, and we got lots of potato salad.
Everybody loves potato salad.
Also lots of pasta salad.
So much pasta salad love.
And then there was wheat salad.
If you've ever had cookie salad before, it's very similar to that.
No, I've never had cookie salad before.
But maybe it's the best kind of salad?
It's just a sweet dish. Who doesn't like cream cheese and pudding and Cool Whip?
That's Abby Buckmiller of Bowdoin, North Dakota, true believer in the wheat salad recipe.
And the fact that she and her husband are wheat farmers might have something to do with that.
We asked her to tell us more.
Yeah, my mom has made this wheat salad for a number of years. Everybody, you know, loved it. It was always a favorite of mine when I was growing up. The texture is what sticks with people the most. The texture of the wheat berries, tapioca is probably what it's most similar to. It's just chewy, a little bit crunchy. They kind of burst in your mouth when you bite into them. Wheat salad is just such an easy dish to make. 1 cup of wheat berries, 1 8-ounce container of cream cheese, 1 container of Cool Whip, 1 box of vanilla instant pudding mix, and 1 can of crushed pineapple. This dish can be definitely eaten year-round. Any kind of family get-together, Christmas or Thanksgiving, it's just such a big hit.
So if you are curious,
you can find Abby Buckmiller's recipe for wheat salad at npr.org, along with recipes for other cookout bring-along dishes.
We call them dishes to pass in the Midwest.